Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, finding that sweet spot between crushing it at work and having a life outside those spreadsheets can feel like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle. Sound familiar? You know that feeling when you wake up exhausted, only to spend the day chasing deadlines and emails, then collapse into bed just wishing for more than 5 minutes of peace? Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be your reality. Today, we're diving deep into the Stoic philosophy of work-life balance. It's not about being a robot who checks out at 5 p.m. sharp or pretending you don't care about your job. It's about cultivating a sense of inner peace and control that allows you to show up fully both in your professional life and your personal life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without proper training, right? So why treat your work-life balance like an afterthought? Okay, so let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to help you build that rock-solid foundation for a fulfilling life, both at work and beyond. First up, recognize the power of intentionality. The Stoics believed in living with purpose. Think about it. What truly matters to you? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? Once you know your why, everything else falls into place. It's like having a compass guiding you through the chaos. Now, I'm not saying you need to write a mission statement and hang it on your fridge, though that could be cool. It's more about making conscious choices that align with your values. Next, practice what they call negative visualization. Sounds kinda grim, right? But bear with me. It's not about dwelling on the negative, it's about acknowledging that things don't always go as planned. We've all been there, a project gets derailed, a meeting goes south, or your favorite coffee shop is out of oat milk. The worst. By preparing for potential setbacks mentally, you can avoid feeling completely blindsided when they happen. It's like building mental resilience, the ability to bounce back stronger, though cultivate mindful presence. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media during a lunch break, only to realize you haven't even tasted your food? We do it all the time. The Stoics emphasize being fully present in each moment. So put down the phone, savor that coffee, and truly engage with the people around you. This mindful approach not only reduces stress but also makes life more enjoyable. Now for our number 4. Remember that control is an illusion. We can't control everything, traffic, deadlines, other people's moods, seriously, the list goes on. What we can control, however, is our response to these things. By focusing on what you can influence, your attitude, your actions, your thoughts, you gain a sense of inner peace that transcends external circumstances. And finally, take care of yourself. This isn't just about hitting the gym or getting 8 hours of sleep, though those are definitely important. It's about nurturing your physical and mental well-being in ways that resonate with you. Maybe it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge, prioritize it. Okay, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Picture this. You have a big presentation at work tomorrow, but your toddler decided to wake up every hour last night, leaving you feeling like a zombie. You're stressed, tired, and that deadline looms over you like a giant shadow. Sound familiar? Here's where the Stoic approach comes in. Instead of panicking and letting stress take over, remember those key takeaways we just discussed. Start by practicing mindful breathing. Take 5 deep breaths, focusing on each inhale and exhale. Remind yourself that you can control your response to this situation. Even if you didn't get enough sleep, you can still deliver a fantastic presentation. Visualize success, focus on the message you want to convey, and trust in your abilities. And hey, maybe grab an extra cup of coffee. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic principles that can help you create a healthier work-life balance. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and bring you closer to a life of fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to finding that work-life harmony? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at The Stoic Way. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay stoic, my friends, and always strive for inner peace. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.